One. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is Eva Kaur, K-O-R. And Eva has an amazing story to tell about the Holocaust. You know, there's a lot of organized confusion today. There's an effort to deceive and mislead the American people. As Edward Bernays wrote so well, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. And so there's an effort to tell people, well, the Holocaust really didn't take place, or 6 million Jews didn't die, or the exact number, we don't know, but we know that it was a terrible number. But there is a planned program fomenting anti-Semitism today. It is not happening by accident, it's happening by design. And our minds are molded. And until you understand that, it's very difficult to fathom what's going on. Joseph Mengele plays an important part in the story we're going to tell this morning because our guest, Eva Kaur, was under his control and domination, she and her sister, because Mengele was fascinated with twins. In fact, after he was allowed to escape to South America following World War II, he carried on his experiment there in twins, and you can go up on the internet and look up Joseph Mengele and his experiment with twins in South America. The question is, what was he doing? Why did he do it? But even more, what impact did it have on the life of the woman we're going to be talking with this morning? So I'm just going to let Eva tell the story because she does it so well. Go ahead, Eva. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's nice to be with you. Feels like I am visiting with you every day.
You go right ahead. We're glad to have you. Well, we have three different networks, and we wanted to get you onto all of them. So you please go right ahead.
Yes. I arrived in Auschwitz with my family that consisted of my parents and two older sisters and my twin sister, Miriam. And within 30 minutes, we were ripped apart from the family, never, ever to see them again. We became part of a group of children. In this case, our group consisted of twin girls only from age 2 to age 16. That is the way they housed us in the barracks.
Well, now, why don't we give the background? You were living in Poland at the time.
No,
and what happened?
I was born in Transylvania, Romania. And in a very, very small village of 100 families, my father was a farmer and landowner. And in 1940, our village was very close to the Hungarian border. And the population of Transylvania is about 48% Hungarian, 48% Romanian, And unfortunately, they hate each other still today. But in 1940, when I was six, the village was occupied by the Hungarian army, as was most of Transylvania. And so we became part of the Hungarian transport. The rules and regulations against us, the Jews, and the restrictions were continuously increasing. And I, as a child, and I would want parents to understand that children actually are a lot smarter than parents give them credit. And I take that from my own experience because I could sense that our situation was getting worse while my parents said, be a good little girl, do your chores around the farm, be a good student, and everything will be okay. And I did all those things, and I couldn't figure out how is that going to be okay when things were getting worse rather than better. And they kept saying the Nazis won't come to our small village for six Jews. But guess what? They did. And in early 1944, first we were taken to a regional ghetto. We were in that ghetto maybe 3 or 4 weeks. I don't exactly know, probably more likely three, in which place every head of the family was interrogated. My father was beaten severely, and his toenails and fingernails had been burned in an effort to find out where he hid all his gold and silver. That was not done by the German Nazis. That was done by the Hungarian Nazis. So
what year was that?
That was 1944. I was
okay.
10 years old. Now, what I want the world to understand, that there were 22 countries in Europe that cooperated with Hitler. They had their own version of the Nazis or their local Nazi party that handed over the Jews or handed over the power to
all
the
right,
Nazis.
Now, all right, so then what happened?
Well, once we were selected on the selection platform, and were completely bewildered, didn't know what would happen to us. We were kept naked for that first day, most of the day, in a processing room. Later on, our clothes were returned with a huge oil-painted red cross on the back. Then they processed us, and that means they cut our hair short. And they returned to us our dress, as I said, with a huge red cross. Then they began the tattooing. The tattooing was done by heating a gadget that looked like a pen with a needle at the end over the flame of a lamp. And then when it got hot, they dipped it into ink and they burned dot by dot the capital letter A-7063. My twin sister Miriam became capital letter A-7064. Auschwitz was the only Nazi camp that tattooed its inmate. Once we were processed, we were marched to our barrack that was a wooden barn, horse barn, with no windows, barn doors, very crude and very filthy, and we were given bunk beds on the bottom. Miriam and I thought we could stretch out and sleep after 4 days in the cattle car, but we couldn't. And as I was tossing and turning, I noticed something big and dark moving on the floor.
Hold up. We'll be back in just a moment here with Eva Kaur.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
So, I guess it's Eva Korn. Eva and her family were taken to Auschwitz, where her family was separated from her, her mother, father, two sisters. But she and her sister were selected to live because they were twins, and Mengele, Joseph Mengele, wanted to experiment on twins. So you were taken to this special building, and you were...
Well, it was a barrack. It was similar to all the other barracks, but this barrack was for twins, and there were about 200-300 children, all girls. Now, I'm sure that somewhere, I know for a fact, that in the men's camp there was a barrack for little boys aged 2 to 16, and there were barracks where twins were kept who were older than 16. So we don't know exactly, I personally don't know exactly how many of those barracks were, but we know that there were 1,500 sets of twins, mostly children, but not necessarily. There were some grown-ups also. As long as they were together, Mengele didn't care. He just wanted both twins. And they were used in the experiments at Auschwitz. The estimated number of survivors, it's less than 200 individuals when the camps were liberated. So basically the conditions were extremely hard. And that was not designed for living. That was designed for most people to not survive more than 3 or 4 months. The food was very meager. I don't think that there was more than 200 or 300 calories, and that was given to us at night in the form of a 2.5-inch dark bread. And the rest of the food was not edible. The only other thing that we did drink was the liquid that they called coffee, which was given to us in the morning and at night. The first night, I saw huge rats roaming throughout the barracks, so Miriam and I couldn't even try to sleep. We went to the latrine, and then we entered the place there on the filthy floor where the corpses of three children, and this is when I realized at age 10 that that could happen to my twin sister and me unless I did something to prevent it. I made a silent and very solemn pledge that I will do anything within my power to make sure that Miriam and I shall not end up on that filthy latrine floor, that somehow we will survive and walk out of this camp together. And that was a picture in my mind. I never let fear or doubt enter my mind. I never shared that with Miriam, and I believe that instinctively I did the right thing throughout the 9 months we were in Auschwitz. and ultimately were liberated. But before the liberation, I would like to talk about the experiment. The experiments were a variety of things, and it depended on the age and on the stage that the person arrived at the camp. They had certain things at the beginning. They would do comparative studies of measuring us 6 to 8 hours naked, comparing it to a chart, and then comparing it between each set of twins. These experiments were not dangerous, but they were unbelievably demeaning. And even in Auschwitz, I couldn't cope with it, so I do not have the details in my mind because I still don't remember. The other one that was a little bit more dangerous that I was used in was they would inject us with 5 injections 3 times a week. They would take a lot of blood at the same time. The content of those injections, we didn't know then, and we still do not know today, but we were, from rumors, we heard that they were germs, diseases, and drugs. I became very ill after one of those injections, and I was trying to hide the fact that I was ill because, again, what we knew from experience that a twin who got sick and was taken to the hospital never returned. Usually a few days or weeks later, the second twin would disappear, and as I learned after the war, first twin would die from the disease, the second twin would be killed immediately, and then Mengele would do the comparative autopsies to see how the disease worked, how the germs worked. In normal life, that cannot be done, but in Auschwitz, it definitely could, and it was done. The other experiment that I heard about were that the older twins who were in reproductive age, Mengele did cross blood transfusion between female twins and male twins, hoping that he could change the girls into boys and the boys into girls. Most of those twins died because there was no study to see if their blood was compatible. There is one set of twins who survived, and they live in Australia, and they testified. The other thing Mengele did also castrated male twins, and the rumor was that he wanted to make boys into girls and girls into boys. Well, this twin who testified, his twin brother, a few days after the castration, he became very ill and he died. So this is what I understand from Mengele's experiments. I also know that he wanted to understand how he could make everybody blue-eyed blonde. He wanted to eliminate all the people they deemed inferior and repopulate the world with blue-eyed blondes in multiple numbers. And so he wanted to understand fertility, and maybe what he learned in Auschwitz was used in South America.
Could very well be, because he had actually communities where that he controlled where there were an inordinate number of twins that developed.
Yeah, but that was after Auschwitz. Yeah, that was out after Auschwitz. So basically, he was interested not only in identical twins for that purpose, but he also wanted fraternal twins because he wanted to understand how fertility happens. Today we know that it's no longer a secret or a mystery. But in 1944 or 1943, nobody talked about fertility, that a human could decide if they wanted to have more than one baby with each pregnancy, that could be done. And that, I feel, that came probably from Auschwitz, but since none of the pharmaceutical companies that carry the fertility drugs are willing to share with us their early data, we will never know. back to Auschwitz, where I was very ill. I was taken to the hospital. I was between life and death for 2 weeks. As Mengele said, that I had only 2 weeks to live. I remember crawling on the barrack floor, fading in and out of consciousness, and kept telling myself, I must survive, I must survive. After 2 weeks, my fever broke and I felt much better. It took me another 3 weeks before my fever chart showed normal and I was released and reunited with my twin sister, Miriam. Miriam was very sick. What has happened, as we compared notes years later, that after the first 2 weeks were done and I did not die, Miriam was taken back to the lab, injected with something that we found out she made her very sick, but then she grew up and got married and expected her first baby. She developed severe kidney infections, and with second pregnancy, things got worse, and this is when the doctors in Israel studied what happened to her, and they found out that her two kidneys never grew larger than the size of a 10-year-old child. After the third pregnancy, her kidneys failed, at which time I donated my left kidney. She lived another 6 years, and she died June 6, 1993. Most people think, why talk about the Holocaust? It happened such a long time ago, it cannot be changed. Number one reason that I do talk about the Holocaust, I want people to know that it happened. But second, I want to share with young people what I have learned, what I call my life lessons. Lesson number one, never ever give up. No matter how difficult your life is, it couldn't be quite as difficult as mine was. I did not give up. I don't give up today. And I believe that this is an important lesson, particularly to young people in the United States. Yes, I do meet with young people after this lecture who come up to me and tell me, we don't have any parents who care about us. We have parents who are on drugs or are divorced and they are too busy with their new life and we are falling between the cracks and these kids are in tremendous difficulties. I tell them, you're old enough to realize what's going on. Don't give up on yourself. Yes, it is hard. Study. Don't take drugs. Keep a clean life and you're going to accomplish in life unbelievable things. But if you give up, nothing can happen. Nothing will ever be accomplished in life by giving up. Lesson number two that I share with the students for prejudice against Jews, which is called antisemitism, but prejudice comes in many other forms, not only against Jews. Therefore, I use the word prejudice. Has not vanished from the face of this earth 65 years after the end of World War II. And I do share with the students that I myself am prejudiced. I do not like the way young people dress today with flaunting their attributes. Young women with very low-cut blouses. You can see all the way to their belly button at times. There is no more modesty, and that is, to me, I don't like it. So I tell them I don't like their baggy pants. I don't like their sloppy looks. I don't like their long hair. Guys with ponytails turn me off, as well as guys with earrings. But I realize that is prejudice on my part, and I was heading to lecture about 9 years ago to a local high school, and in front of me were three young boys with their baggy pants. They had to hold it up with a hand, and one of them dropped a book as they were walking right in front of me, and then he bent down to pick it up. And unfortunately, I saw places where the sun never shined. I was very embarrassed, and I turned away. But when I got to the classroom, I told the teacher about it, and I told the teacher, I think that these three young men are bums and drug addicts. He said, well, actually, these three young men are very good students and know them very well. They have never used any drugs. I was really surprised, but I realized that even I have to get to know the person and judge each person on their merits. One young girl stood up and said to me, Mrs. Kaur, this prejudice problem is a pretty big problem. I said, yes, it is. She said, well, what can I do about it? And this is what I told her. I told her that I would take my class to an imaginary trip where we are all carrying with us a rock and standing on an imaginary bridge overlooking a very quiet imaginary lake. As I take my rock and drop it into the water, they will see a ripple. And I told them, you know, imagine all of you throwing your rocks into the water, and what you will see is a ripple.
I thought we'll be back in just a moment with Eva Kaur, who was, of course, in Auschwitz. We'll be right back in a moment.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Appointed Senator Michael Bennett under a cloud of controversy. Here's Mark with our report.
That's right, Susan. A number of controversial Bennett Senate votes are now coming to light, and Bennett is drawing the ire of constituents who feel betrayed. Senate roll calls show that Bennett voted against giving senior citizens on Social Security a cost of living increase, but he voted to give Wall Street banks a bailout. And finance reports show that Bennett has received more than $500,000 from those same Wall Street banks. Also, drawing sharp criticism, votes Bennett made against new restrictions on credit card companies who exploit consumers and against a bill to help people protect their homes from foreclosure. Susan?
Thanks, Mark. We'll continue to follow this as it develops.
Paid for by New Leadership in Colorado. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. New Leadership in Colorado is responsible for the content of this advertising. TheBennettRecord.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Eva, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and give them a telephone number where they'll be able to get the material, the DVDs and books and other things you offer.
Sure,
go ahead.
Well, thank you. The museum website is www.candlesholocaustmuseum.org. The telephone number is 812-234-7881. What we have...
Give that number one more time, please.
812-234-7881. And what we have on the website as material, we have a book for children called Little Eva and Miriam in First Grade, which deals with my first experience with being punished for being Jewish. The other book is for young children, just came out last November. It's called Surviving the Angel of Death, and that is for young people as well as older people from age 12 and up, and that's a complete story from survival all the way to forgiveness. And the other third book is Echoes from Auschwitz, and we have two DVDs on the website, and we keep adding because we keep producing films and documentaries and books. And people are interested. I feel that ultimately the most important legacy, if I will ever have a legacy, would be the idea of forgiveness. It is a life changing experience. What I find it so amazing that it should be really taught in schools from age 5. If we could raise children who do not have to carry the burden of their unpleasant experiences as young children into adulthood, some young kid being called fatso or four eyes, which kids do to one another, and it will affect their personality and life for years to come or the rest of their life. If we could teach those children who have been bullied, and even the bullies, that they can forgive the people who have done that because they have the power to forgive, that is an action that every child and every person can take. Not because the perpetrator deserves it, but because the victim deserves to free themselves. It's so much misunderstood. They always think forgiving for me as I forgave the Nazis, that the Nazis don't deserve it. That's quite possible, but my focus was never the Nazis. My focus was the fact that I discovered that I had one power left. The power of forgiveness. And if we really understand what makes a victim is once a person's ability to think and act as they choose is taken away. So somebody by force takes away the right of people to think and act in their own best interest. They become victims. So what is taken away is the power. And the one power that each person has left after all that is the power to forgive those, and therefore restores the person's ability to act in their own behalf. If all people want to do is get even for what was done to them, they are now using the same power that was used against them and victimizing new people. So it becomes a vicious cycle, never ending. And that is not bringing any peace to the world. I often just say it simply. Anger is a seed for war. Forgiveness is a seed for peace. And we have a video on our website. It's called Forgiving Dr. Mengele. It's my life story and how I came to forgive the Nazis. I find that receive just this morning I received 3 emails. People saw the film and they are fascinated with sometime how they could reach that kind of peace in their own lives, or how to teach it to students or their own children. And so it is an interesting ripple effect that is happening with the forgiveness video. I am going to Germany in about, today is the 4th, in 2 weeks I will be in Germany, and I will be lecturing to former Nazis, meeting with them, forgiving them, and showing the film Forgiving Dr. Mengele in 5 different cities. I believe that this is the secret. Forgiveness is the secret to peace. And I sure wish that everybody would advocate it, try it. Well, first of all, the miracle of it is that each victim, when they forgive, they are healed from what was done to them. And most victims would never believe that that is possible. But it is. I have experienced it. Many other people have experienced it. Some people have an easier time with it. Unfortunately, others have a little bit more difficult time with forgiveness and their own healing. But I, of course, tell them, don't give up. You can succeed. I have succeeded. And I, people ask me, well, what does it mean for you to forgive? It means that I can be the person that I want to be. If I want to go to Auschwitz and dance on, by the barracks, I will dance. And why not? Isn't that the greatest revenge, that I go back to the place where they kept me as a human guinea pig, and I can dance because I feel like dancing, or I can walk into the camp and walk out of the camp? I am free. I am free. I was liberated from Auschwitz by the Soviet Army on January 27, 1945. I liberated myself by forgiving the Nazis on January 27, 1945. 1995, 50 years later. I find that this is a legacy that I hope I keep talking about, and the more people hear about it, more people who all have tremendous difficulty with being victimized in the past, at least will try it. There is nothing they can lose. It costs no money. They don't have to belong to an HMO. There is no copay. There are no side effects. It works. And the amazing thing about that, that if you do not like the way you feel without carrying that burden and pain from the past, no one will stop you. You can go and take your pain back. That is important to some people who feel if they gave up their painful mentality that they would have nothing.
And we'll be back in just a moment there with Eva Kaur to wrap up this morning's program. If you have a question, our number 877-254-7524.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Brush Housing Authority reminds our listeners that respect and care for senior citizens is everyone's responsibility. This summer, when temperatures can be dangerous, you can help prevent a tragedy by going to a senior's home or apartment to see if their air conditioning or fan is in proper working order. Your help is needed and appreciated, and it only takes a minute. That's from Brush Housing Authority, who says our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046. That's 842-5046.
Dr. Standback here. This is the last segment. Eva, you go ahead and finish your thoughts. We have about, 5 minutes here.
Well, I would like people to remember that they can go on the website, www.kendallsholocaustmuseum.org. They can find there all the information. First of all, we have a lot of information about the Mengele twins, about forgiveness, about what my upcoming events are. They also can contact me by phone. They can also invite me to speak to their communities, to their schools, to universities, and so on. The other thing is, lesson number two, I said, was treat people based on their actions and content of their character. Lesson number three, forgive your worst enemy. It will heal your soul and it will set you free. The museum is very much involved in an idea of repairing the world. In Hebrew, it is called Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam means repairing the world. I believe personally that forgiveness is the first step for each person to repair their own life and therefore improve the world. We also believe, I tell young people when they go home to give their parents an extra hug and an extra kiss for us children who came back from the camps and who had no one to hug and kiss, as well as for those children who today in the United States have no real parents to hug and kiss. That is a tragedy, but I tell those kids when I hear them or see them, or I hope they hear me, not to give up on themselves, not to give up on their dreams. And if they keep working hard, I guarantee to them that everything good in their life will happen.
And Sydney, you lost your whole family. There was of course, your mother and father, but then you had an extended family, and,
right.
And weren't all of them killed in the Holocaust?
Yeah. So many times I compare my tragedy. For instance, let's go to 9/11. I understand the tragedy of 9/11 because most people didn't even have the bodies of their loved ones to bury. I did not have the bodies of my loved one to bury either. But after it was all over, I didn't have anyone to lean on. There was nobody who could really take care of us. We were little kids, 11 years old, when the war ended, and everybody was gone. All I have left from my family when we got home, Miriam and I got home, were three crumbled pictures on a bedroom floor, which I picked up and put away. I didn't even look at them for some 30 years because it was so painful to look at them. Yet, we didn't give up. I worked very, very hard. I never run away from a problem. And today I am a person who enjoys life. I am able to talk about whatever happened. And I definitely hope that will help some young people who have difficulties, who think that their difficulties are the only one in the world. No, look around. There are still people today in other parts of the world where genocide is happening. And if you can just lift up a finger to help another person. Some people ask me, what can they do? What is the message? First of all, please, in your life, always do the right thing. And you know what the right thing is. In your daily life, live your life in such a way that when you look back at it, you're always going to be proud of what you have done. You don't need a lot of money. At times, all you really need is the will to make a difference in your life and other people's life. When you see somebody being harassed, stand up for that classmate or person. When you see somebody abuse animals, don't just let it happen. It is our responsibility to stand up for the right cause. And we all know what is right and what is wrong. So these are all simple things. One of the things I have read just recently in a book, it said that if you are in a position where you're always waiting for somebody to do something for you, you're already in a disadvantaged place. Turn that around and give of yourself rather than expect to always get. And I can relate to that 100%. It is a place where if you can do just one little thing for somebody, it will make you feel immediately better and it will enrich your life.
Well, I'm sure you're right, and I certainly appreciate your being with us here. Our guest has been Eva Korn. Of course, she's been sharing her experiences in Auschwitz under the supervision of Dr. Mengele. And how many of the twins actually survived? How many of the
It's about 200, but when I put together the organization in 1984, my twin sister and I located 122 living in 10 countries and 4 continents. So this is a very complicated organization. The largest reunion we had was in Israel in 1985. And since then, we have met in 1989 in Auschwitz. And the number of the twins are dwindling. Today, I don't think that there are more that 20 or 25 who are still functioning. There might be another 25 who are in hospitals and are very, very old or sick, who cannot really even talk very well about the past. So we have got maybe 25 who can still talk and express their opinions on what happened.
Well, I think it's important that people understand what has happened in the past and understand that if good people are not involved, similar things could happen again, and I hope and pray they don't. But we're moving, I believe, into very, very difficult times. In many respects, it almost seems as if America has lost its very soul. Eva, thank you so much for being with us. God bless, and we'll hope to talk to you again sometime soon.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much. Bye-bye.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Eva Korb. If you have any question about the Holocaust, we have a four-tape set on the Holocaust. I don't know that it's available in CD, but we know it's available in four tapes. And basically, they're interviews with people who were actually there or who lived through that terrible time of Germany. But what most people don't understand, it was all financed in large part by American corporations. And if you haven't read, of course, Professor Sutton's wonderful book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, you need to get it to find out who it was building the military supplies for Hitler. How was it that he was able to come to power in a bankrupt nation in 1933 and within 5 years was able to challenge certainly all the countries there in Europe? Well, you have to understand he had help. He had help from Great Britain. He had help from the United States. If you read Professor Quigley's important book, Tragedy and Hope, we have it suppressed for many years, but we have Tragedy and Hope. He will tell you how the representatives of Cecil Rhodes Secret Society encouraged Adolf Hitler at every turn and helped him as he took Alsace-Lorraine and Austria and the Sudetenland. And Hitler, of course, was the only thing that ever fazed Hitler at all was when he realized that England and France had declared war on him. He thought that they were his allies that helped him at every turn. Why did they declare war on him just because he invaded Poland? He thought they wanted him to invade Poland. And remember, of course, when Hitler invaded Poland from the west, why Stalin invaded Poland from the east, but England and France only declared war on Germany. Why? Because nothing as it appears to be. You need to get, of course, our four-tape set on Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip. That's where the CIA and brought all the Nazis, or so many of the Nazi criminals, some of the most vicious ones, to the United States, where they, of course, lived out the rest of their lives. And then, of course, the four-tape set touches on the rat line, where actually CIA, MI6, and an element within the Vatican helped many of the most Nazis, over 10,000 of them, escape to South America. Some people say many, many more escaped there. And that doesn't fit into the way we look at things. But you see, the way we look at things is the way we are conditioned to. Our minds are molded. Go up on the Internet, look up the RAT line, the RAT line, and you'll find out about how the American CIA and OSS helped the Nazis escape. And believe me, those same sinister forces are here. What you need, of course, is our four-tape set on the Holocaust, the very important four-tape set on Operation Paperclip, the original book which a lot of this came from, entitled The Secret Agenda, out of print, very expensive, hard to get. They don't want you to know about Operation Paperclip or the Rat Line. And then, of course, Professor Sutton's excellent book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And then, of course, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual forces which direct everything going on today. Well, let me remind you, of course, about our all-day conference on the 17th of October. Hope many of you will be able to come. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, because you'll need reservations. We'll be serving lunch, and it'll be a great time, and we're bringing in excellent speakers from across the country with messages you will not hear elsewhere. But you'll have an opportunity to meet a lot of great people who feel as you do. There's a growing number of people who are aware something's wrong, but they can't put it together. We're moving into difficult times. We're moving into another war. I'm not telling you what's really going on, but we'll soon be at war again. How soon, I don't know, but pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our provision.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.